This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way. At the exact same time, like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
This is Jones and Keefe.
One ball, two strikes, two down in the ninth. 10-2 Red Sox. From the letters, Bayo pitches, and a swing and a miss. He got him! Held on to by Wong, and with his 10th strikeout, Bayo pitches a complete game. 10-2, the Red Sox offense does it again, and their roll continues. Five straight wins, and they are surging toward the break.
Jones and Keefe, right now on WEEI.
Oh, you ready for another offensive explosion?
Woo! Oh, my God. Election. Now, it took a minute. We were right in the thick of a pitcher's duel at Fenway Park until it wasn't. Until one guy said, I'm out. I've done too much. I can't do this any longer. And then got shelled. Yeah, the Red Sox offense can't be stopped.
Let me tell you, Keith, I'm happy you asked about my bet last night that I hit.
How'd it go?
I wound up cashing on last night.
What'd you do? Red Sox run line and
Red Sox Red Sox 10 runs?
No way.
Plus 550.
No way.
Cha.
You bet Red Sox 10 runs?
I did.
I didn't tell any of us on the show.
It was a whatchamacall.
No piggybacking.
Yeah, exactly. It was a real spur-of-the-moment decision right before the game started.
It was a live bet. They already had 9 runs at the time. And I said, 10 runs. Let's do it, boys.
Plus 550.
It's actually probably better because remember we all bet on Trevor Story to not get a hit.
Yeah, that didn't work out. It was so close.
In fact, that turned his season around single-handedly. The guy's now on fire. I think it was at that time.
Was the bet? Trevor Story, no hits? Yeah, it was like cha-ching,
no
making money.
He got it in the 10th inning.
He had like 10 straight games without a hit or something. We're like, just keep going.
Now
keep going.
Get him out.
And then that's right. He didn't even have it. Was extra innings where he got his first knock.
Nice.
And then since then, he's been one of the best players in baseball. The team's rolling.
So we'll get we'll get to the Red Sox here on Jones and Keefe because the vibes are high there. I'll tell you what, vibes very questionable on the Greg Hill show this morning. A lot of arguing about these retired numbers.
They were really. It was all versus Shime. Shime says nobody should have their numbers retired, but then he was like, "But maybe like Jordan, Brady, Gretzky, the old superstar show.
Would have been Bo Jackson, not Brady, in there.
So I actually, believe it or not, I think Shime's kind of closer to being right than wrong, but he's going too far.
Shime's doing too much. I agree with you 1,000%. I was listening on the radio.
I'm a small hall guy.
I just said, you're the biggest small hall guy, if that makes any sense. But, right up until he's like, this guy shouldn't be in, that guy shouldn't be in. It should really just be the greatest of the greats. And somehow Lawrence Taylor came up, and he's like, he shouldn't have his number.
I was like, what? So then they ended up getting kind of sidetracked on that, because then they were arguing over specific players. But I think his overall sentiment that you shouldn't retire as many numbers as you do.
Every team retires too many numbers is 1,000.
I mean, the Celtics are the poster child of that.
Yes.
But there are plenty of other teams that do that as well. When you're looking around and you're like looking
Stupid Monument Park.
You're like, how come this team can't wear number 6? And you like look and you're like, oh, that guy? Like, I haven't even heard of that guy. You know, like not 6 here. I mean, that was a different example. But like there's some bad ones around the league.
The Celtics have retired a name. They didn't retire a number. They just retired a name.
Yeah. Mostly?
Yeah.
Who's taking that?
You can't be it. You have to legally change your name. If you showed up as Adam Losey, they're like, you're done.
Most players have no shot at even. Why would you retire that? There's no point in that.
No, the numbers are too
much. No one's taking it.
So Scheim, I actually, because he was getting a lot of flack, I kind of overall agree with him. It should be a very, very beyond special honor. Like if you were thinking of the Celtics even, Russell and Bird. Maybe the Coos and be like, that's it. Like everybody else, you're, there are a lot of great players.
You're a Pierce guy. You'd be a no on Pierce.
So Pierce might be the last one in. Maybe. Yeah, I think probably Pierce.
I would retire Pierce.
I think so.
The way the Celtics retire numbers, I'm okay with Garnett. But
in reality, no. Correct. He should be like a retired Timberwolves.
In reality, he should be, yes. Or he should absolutely be a retired Timberwolves.
The 2-1, he couldn't wear 21 here because I think Don Nelson wore it, whose number's also retired.
How could you possibly keep track of all
these? It ends up sounding like you're ripping all the players that go up there. Like, no, they're all good. Like, they obviously were great players to be in the mix. But it should be such an obvious thing that if you were like...
21 was Bill Sharman, of course.
Oh, sorry, Bill Sharman. Yeah. Nelson was whatever else.
Nelson was 19.
Okay, so you also can't wear
that. The teens are basically retired.
Teens are gone.
Yeah.
Most of the single digits are gone. Plus, Tatum and Brown, they'll get their numbers up there, so that'll be gone.
As you know, famously, I'm a huge fan of teens.
But yeah, for it.
10, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, not basically anything in there is gone.
It should be...
Oh, I like teens.
I know you do. Even Belichick's like too much.
Yeah,
it's too young.
Yeah, you've gone too far.
It's way too young. I think that when you like name a team, if you're like even a casual sports fan, you should be able to identify the retired numbers. Like that's how good they should be.
We are dealing with amateurs.
Yeah, kind of.
Yeah,
kind of.
With
in this
these
case,
retired numbers, it's true. Case.
But like the Red Sox, it shouldn't be.
The Celtics retired 24 jerseys plus a name.
It's too much. There's only, 100 numbers that you could use,
oh my
right?
Because
you can do 0, double 0. So I guess 101 numbers you can technically use.
How many numbers?
So a quarter of the numbers have been retired.
When they're having the same name as that guy and can't use it.
Yeah, you're out on that.
Yeah, well, that just would be unfortunate.
You're like, my name's Losey, and I'd like to wear number 33. They're like, sorry, dude.
Doesn't matter. You can't wear a number.
You don't exist.
You're going to have to change everything.
We actually can't draft you.
Yeah.
We can't take
it. No, I think Scheim's pretty close to it. Like, it should be, like, Ted Williams... Pedro Ortiz or something like it should be a very small.
You think Pedro?
Number. Probably Pedro. Yeah, Pedro's sick.
Pedro's kind of the Red Sox version of Garnett. I mean, he's obviously way better, but like quick shelf life.
Pedro's here longer than Garnett, wasn't he?
Well, yeah, but not. I don't think by much.
All right. Well,
when did Pedro get here? 98. He's gone by 2004.
Yeah.
What
was Garnett? 5 seasons.
Yeah, 5 or 6.
Pedro was 7.
Like okay,
7 seasons.
Seven.
Thank you. Where was that? For God's sakes.
That's
the
most. He had 2 Cy Young wins, 2 Cy Young runners up, a third and a fourth. Yeah, but I'm
just saying. I mean, Pedro was awesome.
Yeah, I'm going to go ahead and retire it.
7 years isn't exactly a long time.
No, I got you.
All
right. But so, all right, even if you wanted to fight me on that, fine. But like Ted Williams.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Like, yeah, you should probably never won.
Oh, good point.
Probably should. You're really putting a lot up there for a small hog.
He might have won. He did win for America.
He won wars.
Yeah, it's a good point.
Put his number up there.
It's a good point. We really
put his whole head up there if you wanted.
We really don't lose many of those, but yeah. So, let's see.
Depending on is that still a thing? Is that still frozen?
You think you guys are undefeated in wars?
At World Wars we are. World Wars. Let's see. Red Sox have retired. Don't make me count these.
A bunch.
A lot.
Yeah,
like, no offense, Johnny Pesky shouldn't be retired.
No, but like Pesky,
like get that down.
Rice, there's been some new ones. Ortiz, Pedro, like those, they've bumped up a few more.
I wouldn't retire Rice. He is a Hall of Famer who spent his whole career here. I wouldn't do that. Wade Boggs shouldn't be retired.
No.
Fisk, no.
No, it should be
take
like,
all those down.
It should be a really small number. Like, where it's like one of the biggest honors you can get by a team. It should be the single greatest honor you get by the team and sort of separate you from like, so you're like, all right, Ted Williams and Bobby Doerr are on the same, like if you were in a tier Red Sox of all time, Ted Williams on the same tier as all those guys on
your
list? I don't think so.
Yes. Just one tier.
Yeah.
You want to purge some of these, right?
So I've always had an idea that you could do an unretirement ceremony. You could sell tickets to it. You could bring the families from those guys, because some of those guys sadly may have passed, but some of the Celtics greats. You bring the banner down. You lower the banner.
Honor their legacy by letting their family show up. And then you lower
the family's there. Yeah, put them in a suite. Yeah. And you pay for their expenses to get there.
Yeah, sure.
And then you bring out like a young Baylor Shireman and you hand him number 21. And you say, Baylor, you are now 21, at least for this season.
Bill Sharman, your family, yeah. That is no longer yours.
Yeah, it's like, oh, what an honor.
Yeah, congrats.
What an honor. But like an unretirement ceremony.
Brilliant.
It's another reason to get people excited. You can have like a big buffet ahead of time.
Johnny Pesky's grandkids, come on down.
Come on down.
Six is up for grabs now.
They could talk about, you
Six
know,
is going to Romy Gonzalez.
The legacy. It'll live on now with Romy. For this season, then it'll probably hot potato for many years.
I mean,
to come.
That is one of your better ideas, if we're being honest.
Thank you.
And you're an ideas man.
I am. I thrive off energy.
But that is one of your better ideas.
It's a unretirement ceremony. But yeah, too many teams have too many numbers retired. I mean, it should be the most no-brainer of no-brainer when you're like, should this guy have his number retired? That's one where, like, I feel like even Hall of Fame is sort of. That's how a lot of people say the criteria should be. It's like an automatic answer. But I don't know if that's true. Like, I think you can look and you might be surprised when you look at, like, Baseball Reference and some of the stats. And like, oh, this guy was actually a lot better than I thought. Whereas, like, the retired number should be reserved for the best of the best. Where Scheim sort of loses the argument is his line for best of the best is so ridiculous.
No Bobby Orr.
Like right.
No LT.
So then people end up attacking that rather than his overall point, which it should be reserved for just a select few.
Take down Rick Middleton.
Yeah, right.
Which I agree with.
How dare you?
I agree with.
Yeah, no, the Bruins are...
Get Nifty out of the rafters.
The Bruins are...
get that trending, it'd be good.
They could just be the intermission game where you guess the guy's name.
Yeah, that's our top take of the day. Get Nifty out of there.
Get Nifty out. Just really gang up on him.
We're gonna highlight two or three retired jerseys and just we're not gonna sleep until those numbers are down. Start a GoFundMe.
I like it. I really do. Okay. Well, that was very entertaining this morning on the Greg Hill Show.
Let's get back and forth.
You can stream Greg or any show here on WEEI on the Odyssey app as well as the iHeartRadio and Tune In apps. You can dial us up today, 617-779-7937. That's also your text line. You can interact Twitter and Instagram at Jones and Keefe. That's where you're going to want to get those hashtags trending.
That's right.
Get Nifty out of the rafters. You can watch and chat twitch.tv/BostonWEEI or watch on YouTube. Just subscribe to WEEI. I can't imagine why the Red Sox, and this means John Henry, this means Craig Breslow, Theo, I can't imagine not wanting to invest in this team the way the arrow's gone up since the Devers trade.
There's palpable buzz.
And I know it's been a bit of a curve, riding a wave.
Yeah.
But I can't imagine sitting here today on July 9th. What are they? Are they a game out of the wild card? A game and a half?
No, one game.
A game out.
They're a game behind Seattle. They're a game and a half behind Tampa Bay.
Who they play this weekend.
A four-game series coming up.
So, like, I can't imagine not wanting to invest in this team. And I will be so dissatisfied if they don't. And my fear, Keith, is they're not going to for a multitude of reasons. We've talked about one already this week. You know, the fake investment or the fake return. Oh, Alex Bregman's coming back. Yoshida's coming back. What about Kyle Harrison and AAA? Actually, don't look at those numbers. Nick informed me today. They're horrible.
Kyle Harrison having a tough time?
It's an adjustment from the Pacific Coast League to the...
Well, everybody knows Polar Park.
National League?
Yeah.
Yep.
Yep. It's very hitter-friendly down Polar Park.
We've been
Harrison,
there.
Harrison, Hicks. They both suck.
That guy's not wrong.
That guy's
honestly that guy.
Scouting report by that guy? They need the trade?
Yeah. Were they even home yesterday?
Yeah, I'll tell you what.
It doesn't matter, Nick. Everywhere they go,
Nick, Nick, I only know the numbers you informed me on. I didn't follow them. But no, that guy, Breslow maybe should have listened to that guy when it came to the return.
That's tough.
For Devers.
They were in Rochester. I don't know if that's a hitter's park.
Hitter's park. Oh, it's a hitter's haven. Yeah,
they love it down there.
Honestly, I'll let those numbers slide. So,
thin air, right?
Rochester?
Thin air.
Dude, I was just in Rochester. You know what they have there?
It's oxygen masks.
It was all designed by engineers, that ball.
Brag, bro.
Yeah. No, the brag's not done, Nick.
Yeah.
So my tour of Hall of Fames continued. This past week, I was in Rochester, New York, and they have the official toy Hall of Fame.
Nice.
The Hall of Fame of toys.
Wait, you see this in the news every... I didn't realize that's where it is, but I see this in the news every year. Like, the Slinky's going in.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
Yahtzee.
I had no idea that was brick and mortar.
Yeah, it's a real thing. So it's this huge... It's like a museum of, like, fun, and it's got all this other stuff in it, like comic books, Sesame Street stuff, like Berenstein or Berenstein Bears, depending on what side of the simulation
Stein,
we're on.
But I do believe Stein is the proper one.
Okay. Yeah. Well, there's a whole conspiracy about that.
Oh, no.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds.
You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
About like how we've forgotten it, and there might be like a whole thing with time. But anyway,
oh boy.
Yeah, that'll take you down a road. But then within this giant building of all this like fun stuff for kids to do, they have the National Toy Hall of Fame. So you see like, you know, Monopoly and then like Uno and like Nerf footballs. Like they have tons of arcades. It's incredible.
That honestly sounds incredible.
So I've been to three Hall of Fames in like a month. Rock and roll, sick football, break, toy.
Ken,
the big three.
Meanwhile, Ken's
going out to sea on his surfboard.
Yeah, Ken's
right
out
now.
There surfing out in California.
Ken is just hanging 10.
Zinc oxide on his nose.
Definitely have the zinc on there.
Ken is hanging 10 somewhere on the West Coast, you know, just enjoying the waves. And he's like, well, you could do that in any city.
I'll tell you what, Rochester, not just a AAA baseball host city, they also have the Toy Hall of Fame.
You could go to a AAA baseball game and the Toy Hall of Fame in any city, Keith. That's just any city.
Very specific.
How much hands-on stuff's at that Toys Hall of Fame?
A lot.
You know what I mean? Like, here's a slinky. You... Like, play with a slinky. Here's a set of six steps.
A lot.
Let the slinky fly.
They probably have the...
Go ahead.
They probably have the original slinky, I imagine, behind glass.
That's what was crazy.
But then they got to have some toy ones.
The original, like, arcades. Like, they have some arcades that were, like, roped off that were, like, looked like from prehistoric times. And then they have a bunch of other ones that you can play. All different ages of it. They have a bunch of consoles set up.
Nice.
It was a blast.
Do people go there and throw paint on things in protest?
No, I did not see that, no. No, yeah. I think this
all these
was
climate control people threw paint at the slinky.
They're like, Yahtzee ruined my family. my father never recovered after one wild game of Yahtzee.
The original Life. Remember Life, the game?
I remember Life.
Of course you remember Life, the game.
Seriously.
Had an interesting little spinner. But yeah, you see, that was there. They had all kinds of stuff. They had a big outdoor play. Dungeons and Dragons. They were heavy into Dungeons and Dragons. D&D. Which I never got into. I feel like I would have loved it.
I feel like that is your kind of
game. Right in my wheelhouse. I missed it. And then I watched Stranger Things, and I'm like, damn, I really would have liked this
game. You should have gotten in on it.
I guess it's never too late.
No.
I guess I could join a D&D club.
Maybe some kind of app on your phone.
There's got to be. Also, if you ever go to like a card shop or like a comic book shop,
sure.
Some of those ones.
Brag, but sure.
In the back, it's like, they're playing D&D. Like, don't bother them. They're actually.
Don't bother them.
Stuff's
can you keep
going
it down?
These guys are
actually, don't go back there.
Right in the middle of a D&D
voice
thing.
Voice down, walk lightly.
All right, sorry.
Maybe that's why Kyle Harrison was distracted. That
could be.
Sense.
Yeah, he's in beautiful Rochester.
Plus the thin air.
And so
ball flies out of there. So I've been worried about that excuse where like, oh, these guys are coming back, the fake buying or fake additions at the deadline. I'm a little worried about this now. Now, Jaron Duran hit the longest home run at Fenway this
year.
Which
is crazy because it didn't look like it. I don't know, it was a bomb.
I feel like Anthony hit a longer one a couple nights ago. I feel like Romy smashed a couple that were farther than that.
It's the architecture of Fenway Park that throws you off.
Yeah.
Because it was straightaway center, but it wasn't even in like the upper deck part.
No.
And you're like, that was a shot.
Yeah.
But they're like, that's the longest bomb of the season. You're like, really?
So Jaron Duran is now sitting against some lefties. He was seventh, I think, last night.
Seventh in the order.
After Rafaela.
You got to have Nate Eaton in there.
You got to have Seti in there.
Well, Seti for sure. But
he's going to do God knows what to a pitch.
Dude,
and
Nate Eaton.
Hang on. Nate Eaton's not here anymore. He got sent down.
I know, but like he was hitting leadoff.
So now it sounds like, and we're not going to see the lineup for a while, maybe by the end of the show. But yeah, Alex Cora says Roman Anthony is likely going to play left field tomorrow. Bradfoe had some footage of this. We're going to talk to Bradfoe tomorrow of Anthony going through the paces in left field yesterday. Yoshida's likely going to be at DH. It's unclear where Duran's going to be in the lineup.
Or in if the at all. Or what city he's going to be in.
So this is now what I wonder. It's like, all right, Duran is already getting dropped against lefties, which I don't have a problem with. His numbers against righties are actually quite good. I think he's hitting 285, 8-something OPS against righties. He smashed a home run last night. His numbers against righties are good, and now he's getting a day off against righties. So is that the concrete evidence that he's gone by the deadline?
I think Roman Anthony in left field is probably the biggest example of it. Probably more so than the lineup stuff, because he's not having the best season. I know he smashed a dinger last night, had two hits, but he's hitting 259. His OPS is like 100 points or more lower than what it was a year ago. So it's more seeing Roman, because you're like, all right, if they want to trade one of their four outfielders, they're obviously not trading Anthony. They're not trading Rafaela. They have him locked up, and he's playing great, and he's like a real gold glove center fielder too. It feels like it's either Duran or Abreu. Well, Abreu is a gold glove right fielder, so...
But have DH. Like, you haven't had Yoshida all year. What's the rush all of a sudden to, like, jam Yoshida into this game?
Well, I mean, you also have 2-3 weeks till the deadline, so maybe that's also a part of it. So like, you do have the trade deadline looming.
So that is the other piece. So is it not that Duran's the goner? He's just the odd man out in the meantime because they're trying to pump up Yoshida's trade value? I can't imagine that's going to go anywhere.
Well,
like,
no,
who's going to be lining up for him?
But or they end up trading Duran or even Abreu is my point. And like, so they have a few weeks to do that. So less of a propping up Yoshida, but I wonder if they feel like some of their best lineups would have that. I would still think it would be the four outfielders in the lineup more so than Yoshida, especially when you have Abreu, Duran, Yoshida. They're all lefty except for Rafaela. So it's not like, well, against righties, we can play all those guys against righties. Like, you can't. Like, and that's
unless you got a little itty bitty Yoshida first.
Little Yoshi at first. I mean, I guess maybe that was what the thought process was behind that. But no, because Roman Anthony is I don't know how good he is at any point in the outfield, but he came up as a left fielder, was playing right field here, and you're like, all right, he's getting
that
used
experiment
to that.
Didn't look great.
But then Duran hasn't played right field at all. Duran last year played center and left. This year he's played mostly left. But you know he can play center. So I don't think they're trading Willier Abreu and putting Duran in right and Anthony in left.
No.
I don't think they're doing that.
I don't think so either. And they're not going to move Rafaela over, it doesn't look
so
like.
So what's the point of having him take fly balls off the left field monster? I don't know.
Good question.
Yeah.
It seems like the Red Sox should be investing in this team, and maybe they will. Maybe it's a baseball trade, as Breslow referred to it last night on Nesson. Maybe it's a baseball trade, and they're shopping Duran for some pitching. This is a team worth investing in, and I'm afraid it's going to go the other way. And I think the lineup today may be an indication of that. We'll see when it comes out. But the word last night, Anthony in left, Yoshida DH, Duran sitting against a righty after getting dropped in the order and sitting against some lefties, which sounds like he's on the way out. So how do you feel about it? Is this team worth investing in? We should get to Brian Baio as well.
Yeah.
Phenomenal start last night.
Oh, my God. It's electric.
Is it time to start believing in Baio, or are you still waiting for it? It was the Rockies. They're pretty bad.
Right.
So we'll get to it. It's 617-779-7937. Plus, more drama with Rafael Devers. We touched on some of this yesterday from Will Clark. You're going to hear from Will Clark.
All right, Will, the thrill.
Pretty good stuff.
Yeah,
he's an ornery old fella.
Sure is.
Is what he is. I mean, tell him I said it.
He'll cuss.
But he's going to cuss you out. He'll dog cuss you. He'll dog cuss you real nice.
Profanity. Yeah, seriously.
We'll get to ornery old Will Clark and some more Rafael Devers drama coming up right after Trending with Billy Lanny.
Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
Trending is brought to you by Northeastern Savings Bank. Brian Baio tossed the complete game in last night's Red Sox 10-2 win over the Colorado Rockies at Fenway Park. Brian Baio gave up just 2 runs on 5 hits and struck out 10. Trevor Story went 2-for-4 with 4 RBIs, including a 3-run home run in the bottom of the 7th inning. Sox have now won 5 straight. Sox look to sweep the series tonight. First pitch is at 7:10. You can hear the call of the game with Will Fleming and Will Middlebrooks right here on 93.7 and across the Shaw's and Style Market WEEI Red Sox Radio Network. Shaw's perfecting the art of fresh. Lucas Giolito gets the ball in the series finale against the Rockies' Antonio Zenzatella. Don't forget to tune into the MassMutual Red Sox pregame show with Christian Arcand at 6:10. During his meeting with the media yesterday, Boston Celtics President of Basketball Operations Brad Stevens said that Al Horford's return to the Celtics is, quote, unlikely. And the New England Revolution return to the field tonight when the Revs host Lionel Messi and Inter Miami CF. Kickoff from Gillette Stadium is at 7:30. Northeastern Savings Bank is the leading alternative to using a big bank for businesses and families in Massachusetts. Upgrade to a local partner. Upgrade to Northeastern Savings Bank. Member FDIC and DIF. I'm Billy Lanny. That's what's trending now on WEEI and WEEI.com.
Tonight, Sox and Rockies. The Mass Mutual pregame show with Christian Arcand starts at 6:10. First pitch, 7:10. On the Shaw's and Star Market Red Sox Radio Network.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.